information is the best medicine, especially when it comes from Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille. Here's their show. It's your health, and it ain't rocket science.
All right, so allergies. I got to tell you, I can't this year. Now, I have never suffered from seasonal allergies. I haven't, and I'm happy to say that. But boy, my friends, my families, and my patients who have, it seems that this year they are really on the rise and as well pretty aggressive. What do you think?
Well, I think it's only going to get worse. And there's three reasons why this allergy season was the worst. One is bee shortage. Yes, too few bees. We have almond crops failing in California. It is a very serious problem. Please get aware. Please take action. We have a serious food supply issue. This isn't what the show is for, but with less bees, we have more pollen floating in the air. So that is reason number one. Reason number two is that the weather, part of the weather pattern that has changed, has caused hot and cold extremes. In Arizona, where I practice, we would go down to 44 in where it's usually 80, and then we would go up to 90 4 or 5 days later. So what you have is different plants blooming at different times. The third thing is it is getting wetter. Part of the new weather pattern is increased moisture. Increased moisture means more grasses growing. So as these three things are happening, all of our allergies are getting worse. And Holly, we are going to have to take a full, complete approach in order to not become allergic to our planet, which is in essence what is happening here. And it's going to take a food approach, a supplement approach, a rare occasion drug approach just to get you out of misery in order for us to adapt and not be miserable. That is the reasons why these allergies are exploding.
Absolutely. And here's the thing, and I also feel for folks that are having an increase in the onset of their allergies, more aggressive allergies, worsened allergies throughout the time, that they need to think about something. And it's, for me, I the analogy of poking a hole in the bucket and letting it all drain out, because I think sometimes when we're born, I like to say, hey, we've got this big bucket, right? And it's just full. It gets full throughout the years, toxins, medications, byproducts of bad food and alcohol and you name it. And sure, environmental allergy or allergens, I should say. And so sometimes it's this overall body burden. Our bucket just gets too full that one more drop, it just spills over, and guess what? You're going to have symptoms. And I have always said it's so important that you not point the finger at the trigger or the allergen. You know, sure, you can avoid things. You can avoid food allergies that you have. But what we want to do is get curious about why your body is responding the way that it is. Why is it responding inappropriately? Or maybe I should say appropriately. What's going on? I think that's the key. And so for a couple of things, detoxification, like you always talk about, making sure you're cleaning up your diet. You're decreasing the body burden. So clean diet, right? Full of colorful, antioxidant-ridden, nutrient-dense foods, blueberries, sweet potatoes, greens, foods that are high on the ANDIS score, A-N-D-I, it stands for Aggregate Nutrient Density Index. How many nutrients per calories does that food have? And if you're talking about nutrient dense, you're talking about colors for sure. If you're talking about colors, you're talking about protective antioxidants, anti-inflammatory polyphenols, you name it. So you clean up your diet and you reduce the amount of fillers and colors that are found in food products, edible food products, that are potentially adding to the burden, therefore filling up your bucket way too much. And so you go out into the normal air that's getting more and more toxic every day, and you take in a big breath, and all of a sudden your body is going crazy. So that is certainly one tip.
Yeah, and I always think about, you know, there's sort of wheat, corn, soy, and dairy, which are the top four allergens. Personally, for me, in the non-allergy seasons, I can eat them in moderate amounts, really not much wheat, but I can get away with some of those others. In allergy season, they're out. I just don't do it. That's emptying my bucket. One of the things that we're talking about here is now what to add to the bucket. Holly, do you have a list here? Because I've got a few things specifically that I wanted to discuss.
Yeah, well, we'll hit yours up. But there's one thing that I love. It's an immune-boosting soup. And parsnips, believe it or not, are part of the parsnip family. They provide folate and fiber and phenolic acids. Those are things that might help reduce inflammation, the production of cancer cells, believe it or not, those phenolic acids. And they contain ample amounts of soluble fiber that can also help modulate cholesterol absorption in the intestines. Very, very, very helpful, healthy. And so I also put in this thyme, okay? So parsnips, thyme, the star of the soup is really the parsnips. Thyme is really that seasoning that contains thymol. That's an antimicrobial volatile oil that can help prevent the symptoms of allergies and also colds. Thyme is also rich in those lovely flavonoids, those antioxidants, helps our, the anti-inflammatory processes, helps keep the blood pH in balance, all really, really important for decreasing the symptoms and also boosting your immune system.
Yeah, it will boost it. And we have to always be careful because allergies are a hyperactive immune system. So you think boosting immune system is bad, but it's not in this sense, because in nature, boosting might mean calming, sort of a weird thing, meaning especially like Chinese medicine, they'll talk about tonifying. So it's not like a switch that cranks things up. These plants will shoot to balance your immune system. So weakened immune systems can spike and cause allergies, but it in essence can boost it and make it stronger so it doesn't over-respond. How'd I do on that, Holly?
I think that's a really important point. I think that's a very, very important point. Because when you've got an immune system that is on alert all the time, what is a potential? That, I believe, is the autoimmune condition, is that all of a sudden your immune system is working so hard all the time, is responding to this antigen, that antigen, all food antigens, food sensitivities, and then it just gets confused and it can start, I think, potentially to start responding to your own body's tissue. And I do believe that sometimes that's the initiation, that's that start of an autoimmune condition. That's the last thing that we want to get anybody into. The soup, I just want to say, very, very simple. Parsnips, like I said, the star, 4 to 5, I use large parsnips, very easy with just olive oil, a cup of chopped onions. I'm going to put this recipe on radiomd.com. Then the seasoning with the thyme, coriander, and nutmeg, that thyme is also a superstar.
Delicious.
A little bit of sea salt, some few grinds of black pepper, and then water. And it's an amazing soup to eat.
Can I add to your soup?
Out of allergies.
Can I add to your soup?
You better.
Well, if anybody knows, there's a gentleman named Rick Scalzo who owns a company called Gaia Herbs. And Rick, if he's listening to this, hi, Rick, because he's a friend of the show here. And Rick would string me up if I didn't say nettles. The man is a nettles. He's one of the master herbalists I've ever met, and he is a nettles freak. He loves it. He inflamed joints. He takes them and he hits the joint until it turns red, and the joint pain goes away the next day. And he loves to make a nettle soup. And I'm thinking that probably wouldn't interfere with the taste too much. And throwing in a little nettles into that soup, you'll see like freeze-dried nettles and herbal supplements to help with allergy. And the soup, it works quite well. And that's another thing we can add in.
That's right. So, and also think about, you know, I think we can add to the soup forever, garlic and onions. I mean,
yeah,
components
absolutely.
In there that are anti-inflammatory, biocidal, antimicrobial, can help kill things in your gut that you're responding to, and also help sort of massage and modulate and increase that immune system.
Yeah, it will. And, you know, what we've been talking about are allergies. Things that, you know, we're real big at telling you what to cut out, but we're not so good at telling you what to add. Holly's come up with this recipe for your allergies. You can do it cold if the summer's hot, or you could do it warm and consider adding some nettles in. Take a look at RadioMD and RadioMD.com, because we're going to have a blog coming to you with this soup, this allergy soup, that'll be delicious and really make you feel better, keep the sniffles away. And that's how we roll at Radio.